Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Creative Lifestyle Design Podcast Show, and here as always is Dominic and
I'm Vinay. We're
coming to you today with another episode, and we've noticed that we're getting slowly few new listeners around the world, like Australia or America and
even Russia. Like, hello my Russian folks. Pretty interesting, right?
It's very interesting that we have different kind of audience, and then we realize, what can we bring from our broad audience? Nothing else than a nice set of colors for your home, right?
Yeah, I think color can be, you know, used in every home across the world. Everyone's painting their rooms, and
exactly.
We're going to tell you exactly what colors you should be thinking about choosing, right?
Yes.
Because I think it's very important.
Correct.
It's a bold choice.
So the episode is choosing great colors for your home. Let's dig in.
According to therapists, and we have actually spoken about this as well, colors tend to have a very physical impact on us personally. For example, certain colors can raise your blood pressure.
Wow.
It can actually increase your metabolism. Now, I know these are very negative things, but it can also do very positive things. It can be very calming for the mind. It can help you concentrate, and it can help you balance your energy. So if you're finding yourself very tired during the day, it could be because of the room and the colors surrounding you.
Yeah.
So it's a good topic and a lot for you guys to think about.
I agree with you. And regarding the physical or physiological impact, it's mainly what I want to talk about next. And because I'm Taurus, star sign, I feel that red color, the one that we are going to talk about now, has certain impact. So it
Definitely.
Means that if you want to attract more attention, or if you want to put a feature wall, especially in a living room, red color is really good option. Red color symbolizes love, passion and courage. So it can bring really nice element. I can imagine you have a huge living room and you put that feature wall over there, it definitely highlights the space. It's a very bold color. So if you feel bold, if you have a lot of space and if you want to exude warmth, definitely go for red color with that. It has a great emotional impact, like
yep,
you said,
very.
And making it ideal for living room. I would definitely go there.
Would you ever consider doing like a whole room red? All four walls red?
Probably with the red. It depends on the situation and especially on a house. But maybe I wouldn't, because as we said, it has a physiological and physical mental impact. And if you do it too much, you can overdo it. As with every color,
That's
if you
true.
Do it too much, it can be just overwhelming for
yeah.
you.
Well, they do say if you wear red on a date, then you're more likely to be found attractive. So, you know,
I cannot confirm it from my perspective, but definitely I can imagine that if a girl wears red, it can be really
more striking.
Definitely.
More striking, more interesting. Anyways, the next one is orange.
Mm-hmm,
now,
good.
I know some of you are like, orange, really? Well, recently, a study has shown that having orange in your room can be a sign of knowledge,
mm-hmm.
a sign of loyalty, a sign of generosity. It also reflects health in a social environment, especially when it comes to rejuvenating of the mind, the soul and the body. Now, I know if you go to yoga studios or any fitness health places, you do tend to see they have orange logos. They have orange in their designs in the
true.
Gyms and stuff like that, because it is very much relatable to the mind, the body.
So you almost feel with the orange color like in spa kind of, that it kind of
yes.
rejuvenates your body and it helps you to maybe not focus, but you feel like you mentioned it's loyalty and generosity. So you
yeah.
feel like very generous with orange color.
And another fact for the marketers out there, orange is the most clickable color online.
Wow.
So
on a CTA improvement,
then orange.
So we have, before in other episodes, we had saving tips, and this
saving
is
tips,
marketing tips.
Do you know what? We have a lot of tips. Dating tips. I just gave you a dating tip.
You're saving literally
date.
Population. Earth.
I'm saving your lives here with color.
So let's go. This was orange from Vinay. Mm. Definitely, if you want to improve your CTA or dating life. And let's go for let's go for another one, which is one color which I would say that it's not becoming popular, but it is popular in general if you don't do it too much, but you can sparkle it nicely. And the color which I'm talking about is, of course, yellow. The yellow can be used in a different aspects, and when you combine it nicely, I've noticed interior designers are combining with gray. And if you throw in those yellow pillows in a sofa, if you throw in a little spot in a line, or even just the bits and pieces on the wall, it kind of enhances the whole room and gives you brighter look on life, right? Yellow combination. Imagine if you have a yellow square over here, again, you would enhance that room and make it more brighter. The world uses, the world of interior design architecture is using yellow color for enhancing smaller spaces. Yep. Because of course, the smaller space you have, then you want to use brighter colors. You don't want to use dark colors, which make a room even smaller. And it exudes warmth, inspiration, and a joy.
Definitely inspiration and joy for me, I think. It's just such a scary color to use also. It's just such a bright, you know.
I know what you mean. It can be a bit overwhelming if you use it too much.
You have to use it right.
I like the fact what we have said here. It is associated with gold and wealth. So if you use it sparingly and if you use it nicely, if you don't know how to use it, maybe talk to interior designer. But think about
it. Go on Pinterest.
Yes. And when we are with a gold color, some of our properties that we have on Airbnb, actually they have yellow either pillows or yellow features.
Yeah.
Because they can enhance that kind of, I don't want to say wealth, but they can enhance the combination. So when we have gray wall and you put their yellow hint, it looks very nice.
A little bit of luxury then.
Yep. Let's go for another color that we have in the store.
Green. Ooh. And I absolutely love green. Green.
I remember from 8 must-haves for every
kitchen. Yeah, kitchen was the forest green. I actually really enjoy green because green represents freshness, abundance. It's soothing quality, I'd say. It characterizes the power of nature, like the forest green, you know, deep green kitchen I was talking about is incorporating nature into your room. So if you're a naturist, it's so calming as well, don't you think?
I think so. When I'm looking at the picture that we have here, there is a yellow sofa and you have kind of like a unit there, which is in a wooden color.
Wood and green.
And nice green feature wall with the rest of the walls are white.
Yes.
So again, when someone is listening on a podcast, you can imagine that green wall can enhance the room and bring the nature to closer
brings you closer to nature. I would say it's also very therapeutic. It can stabilize the room, focusing on well-being and rest. So if you feel overworked every day, you have a very busy schedule, I would go for a green. As soon as you get home, you know you're going to go to your living room, you're going to go read, you're going to go meditate, and it's just going to bring you that peace.
That is true. I agree completely with the green color. The only thing what I would pick from this picture, I know that some listeners cannot see it, but there is a flower in front of green feature wall.
Yes.
From my perspective, I would much rather put it next to the white wall. Because if you look at it, there is a white, you don't even see it.
So it's white and one wall is green and then there's a white wall.
Yes.
And then I
would put flower in front of white wall, not in front of a green wall, because then the flower is losing. And if you look, there is a lamp. Can you see the lamp? And it's white.
It's white.
And you can't even see it.
So they've kind of gone white on white, green on green. I would have put a very bright pink flower by the green wall. I think that would be very popping. We'll put the picture up on our YouTube channel so you guys can have a look.
Yep.
And we can have a discussion what you guys think. Because I do think the white and the green blends too much in this picture, but
that's true.
Some people might love that. Could be quite.
You mean the minimalistic view?
Very minimalistic, blendy, but it looks very natural.
It looks very natural. That's true. Maybe they didn't want to cause disruption between the walls. So definitely green color is something that you can kind of bring in the harmony. Shall we say harmony?
That's a very nice word.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Harmony. So that was green. Let's go for another color. Again, usually my favorite color.
His favorite.
And that is the color of the water, color of the sea, and that's blue. Blue color, according to interior designer Sheena Chabria, blue represents tranquility, comfort, and serenity. Serenity, that's quite nice
word.
I met one girl in one of the seminars I've been in, and her name was Serena, I think.
Serena.
That's
like Serena Williams, who...
Yes, that's true. Tennis. I didn't think about that. It is a color of the sky and a sea, and it has cooling and soothing effect. So again, the ideal place where I would put it, it's bathroom and bedrooms. But a bedroom, maybe like a feature wall. Bathroom, you can create bathroom easily on all four walls, like you were asking before. When used in a bedrooms, it induces sleep by calming the mind. So again, if you want to have that natural, I can imagine that one room could have that bluish effect and another one could be either turquoise, like the chair that we're using right now.
Very nice. I love turquoise.
I like the color. But it has to be used again with, like, can you see this picture over here? It's like
very classy.
Just few parts. If you have a column or chimney, if you have that little square, you can definitely improve the features of the room.
Of the room, for sure.
What else do we have here? it makes it look bigger than it actually is in real size.
Opens up the space.
I agree with that because if you imagine if you have a pool next to your house and if you have it kind of makes space look bigger.
Yes, it does. And also you can really mix anything with blue. Blue mm-hmm. is such a versatile color. Yeah,
that's true.
You can have pinks, greens, everything.
You can see actually pink pillows over yeah. here with the blue feature wall. And also we have a nice exactly. flower pot. So I really like that.
I feel like it's a very safe color to yes. choose. For me, I feel like blue is very safe.
Safe option if you want to stand out.
Depending which shade of blue you pick though.
Which one do you like?
I like a turquoise and I love
the one that we have
a baby blue. I love a baby blue. But even if it's...
Baby blue is like a light blue color.
Kind of like the sky, like a light blue.
Something like my shirt, kind of.
A little bit lighter, a bit lighter.
Okay, I know yeah. what you mean. Okay. I like different shades. Baby I like blue. Maybe the one that I'm wearing now, it's more... I don't know if I would use it for a wall, though. I don't know if I would use it for a wall because it can
like
be too...
This one picture is a bit more turquoise, like, so it's like greeny blue.
Yes. I think we called it in a previous episode. It's called the blue color.
I forgot what we called it.
Like a maroon
blue? Marine blue. Yeah, that's it's a marine
color.
Blue.
And they're using it for kitchen units when we are installing the worktop. Yes. So I've noticed that it's very quite popular color now.
Yeah.
And a greenish as well. The worktop that we were installing last week in North London, they had green units and I was really surprised. That it was really beautiful.
Green can be very nice for units.
Yeah,
for
sure. If you mix them. I think she had white, either Korean or marble worktop.
Yeah, with white. Oh, that looks so nice.
We're doing outside work. So nice. Yeah, it was beautiful. I love that. Cool. Let's go for more girly color.
I'm going to go for 2-for-1. Yeah, let's just go in for it. So first one is purple because purple represents sensuality, passion, loyalty. Mm. It also represents luxury and depth of feeling. So if you want to, and do you know what this really reminds me of?
Yeah, tell me.
Marie from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
She literally had everything in the house purple.
That's true.
So if anyone's seen Breaking Bad, that's not a spoiler because I'm sure you've seen it by now. But Marie literally, everything is purple.
Doesn't affect the plot line.
It doesn't affect anything about the plot line. Anyways. I think
purple can be nice, but not this shade that we have, like a light purple for my favorite, like dark purple.
That's why I'm going to keep purple very short because you have to have a certain personality to have a purple, I think. You have
Let's
to be a Marie.
Speak to our audience. Maybe, and if you would like to drop us a line, which kind of purple do you like? Which kind of views?
Oh,
maybe drop
purple
us a picture.
In your house. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Some nice examples. It would be really good so we can recommend to our clients. What kind of usage do you have for the colors that you're using at home? Like we mentioned green one or purple one.
I would love to see that.
Vinay's next one. I'm looking forward
to. So the next one is pink. Now, every time I have to bring up pink, I know. But pink is very emotional. It can promote sensitive, like myself. This is probably why I'm so drawn to pink. It's quite strange. So I'm a very emotional person. It's for a very sensitive and caring person in nature, which is also myself. Hence why it's ideal for bedrooms.
I like the sentence that it looks makes it look peaceful and kind of lively. So
it can also be very, very lively. It's fun, it's pop. I don't know if anyone's seen Kylie Jenner's, she was doing a walk through her house and she had the most incredible dining room. It's just like shades of pink everywhere. Wow. It's just absolutely so stunning.
I didn't see it, but
so
I'm sure
if you can
amazing.
Do it correctly, pink can be very luxurious. It's not always a girly color. It can be for men as well. So it just depends. And if anyone has a cool pink room, I want to see it. Send me a picture.
Send it to picture either to YouTube or Instagram or...
Instagram, DM us. I mean, whatever you want, but I want to see this picture.
Can you drop comments as a picture on YouTube? I don't think you can.
Yeah. Actually, no, you can't.
You have to send it on... I think we have Instagram and then we're going to drop it down there.
Yes,
you can
I
send
would
us your
like
pink
to see this.
Room. But what I really like about this picture, actually, is there is a pink sofa with pink pillows.
Is it a velvet sofa?
Probably.
No.
No?
Maybe.
But what I really like is the combination of black and white frames and pictures.
Yes.
It's very unique because I haven't seen that many combinations of black and white with pink. I think I would maybe combine it with something else.
Because it makes that pink sofa is then the feature. Yep. So instead of a pink sofa, you can have a pink wall and have that black and white frames.
That's true.
Instead of having colorful pictures of your family, you can print them black and white.
Wow.
Have them against, I can just see
so it's
that.
It's almost
that'd
like
be
a bit antique and retro style.
Antique, retro.
Wow, that I like that. The next point that actually brings me is black and white color. So I'm going to take two for one as well. So white is associated with purity and elegance. We all know that because we have a white wall behind us. And the black is associated with negativity and power. I do not agree necessarily with the point of negativity here, but I see the point where they are coming from, that the negativity, but definitely power. So if you combine black, white, and shades of gray, it can look very, very luxurious. If you throw in pink pillow and maybe red, you can create a very nice combination. If you're not happy with a plain white wool, then you can opt for different shades of white, which means that you're going again
to creams, grayer. Grays, creams, bring it to life. But black and white is very classic, I think, as well. Very classic.
That's true. Usually in a very high-end hotels or restaurants, they're using black and white. And I like this sentence. You can choose white shade with a pink tone. So again, it plays to your color, kind of. And this makes the room appear bigger and more vibrant, as we spoke. Black can be used to add any contrast to a room that has light colored walls. So if you have light colored walls, and if you're thinking how to maybe spice it up, but you do not necessarily want to go with a colorful option, so think about where can you put either gray or black. I know black can be too much. So let's say you put gray wall and black pillows. So you not necessarily have to go with black wall.
To be fair, I've seen some incredible chic all black living rooms or all black spaces, and they just have the little hint of white. And I think that can be very, very powerful. Just like you said, black can be a very powerful color. And if you did it right and with the right sort of materials in the house, black can be amazing.
I have associated black with leather for some reason.
You could do leather. Imagine
having a room with a black leather wallpaper or something.
I was just going to say that. That would be incredible.
Similar that we have in a meeting room. That's pretty cool. I like that combination. So there will be black and white from me. If you have nice uses, drop us a line.
Drop us a picture. Now, while we're on the topic of painting, I just want to give you a few points with Dominic. Tips when it comes to painting a larger room and when it comes to painting a smaller room. Because when you do paint, it's important to not use more than 3 colors in any space.
Wow, that's a really good tip.
That include neutrals. So as we said, a neutral white, a neutral black, you don't want to go put 3 different shades on the wall because it's just not going to work.
That is very good. I like.
So we're gonna go through with tips on painting a larger room.
Okay.
So if you do have a big space, a big living room, big bedroom, what should we do in order?
As Vinay is saying, let's go for a large room, and then Vinay is going to finish up with the small room tips.
Yep.
So large one, bright colors add positivity, good vibes, and make surrounding more energetic. So if you have brighter colors, as we said, also remember that brighter colors are making space look much bigger and wider. Younger children in particular tend to favor bright colors like yellow, orange that you mentioned before, or red. If you want to make it more passionate, either stand out as a feature wall, or you can make all-around space with a reddish, maybe more pastel color. Point number 2. Warm colors can make a larger room seem cozier, while small bedrooms can be made to appear larger with cooler shades. Point number 3, metallic finishes such as gold, bronze, and glitter, silver, or brass, I think, the one my favorite, they add a bold look. Right now, when we're furnishing actually one of our Airbnb properties, we used the wallpaper where it was a combination of gray wool with a golden little strips, and I really like that.
Is it the rose gold?
Yes.
Rose gold. So that's a bit pink.
Yeah, that's true. Non-metallic finishes, which are minimalistic along with geometry or trendy patterns, exude elegance and give subtle artistic vibe. And let's go to last point for large rooms, which is living rooms painted in triadic scheme, for example, using 3 distinctly different colors, which you said before. So you can use different colors, but just don't use that many. So for instance, in triadic example would be blue, yellow, and red, tend to be very vibrant and energetic, and they depict youthfulness and freshness. So you can combine those kind of colors, which they go together. I think we can list down, I mentioned it before, there is an app, either App Store, where you can actually see which colors go together when you have different style. So let's say you pick the color that you like the most, but you not necessarily know which color you want to go with with that color. So there is an app for it, and it actually, I think it's called Color Mixel. We'll list it down below, and then it shows you exactly which colors go really well with that.
Very, very cool. That's the first time I heard about that, actually. Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool. Sometimes we use that. So now let's go for painting a small room. Vinay is going to tell you.
So painting a small room, this is things you should remember. Colors, that top choices for small rooms is a yellow, a pink, and a lavender. And they are ideal for if your bedroom is too small, you have a very small living room, etc.
Lavender is similar to pink, right?
Lavender, it's a very pale purple, I would say.
Okay.
A very pale shade of purple. And then you can go to light yellows, greens, peaches, pinks. And the colors are great for summer as well, especially if you're enduring a very hot summer.
That's true.
And it can maintain also a very cozy, comfortable feeling. You can also, when we are talking about a room, you can paint just the one featured wall in a darker shade. Not lighter, darker. Darker because it gives you the illusion of a bigger space. For instance, the room we are in now, there's one wall that's not white, and it actually does open up the space. Especially, you can have your bed here where your headboard is, and you can paint that a darker shade of purple, and it'll be quite relaxing, and it will look very nice.
In this room, if you say that, so for all listeners, so we have three walls which are white, and then the one behind the camera is actually beige, or
it's almost beige,
brown, light brown color, brownish. It adds more. I wouldn't say luxury. I would say it more adds more depth. Classiness and depth into the room.
Depth, also, you can have more fun with these colors. You can start painting patterns, stripes, vertical stripes, which brings out a bit more
in a smaller room.
In a small room, I wouldn't do stripes in a bigger room. I think in a smaller room, could be overwhelming. Yep. In a small room, perfect when you want to be creative, put in the stripes, make sure they're vertical or horizontal, but vertical would be better. And I think that is ideal for when you come to painting your smaller room.
Good. So that concludes small one. Let us know if you like the tips that we give you for a larger or smaller one. Let us know what you think, if any of them are true or you don't think that they're actually good points. It would be nice to discuss it. After each podcast, actually, I leave the section where you can actually leave us a voice message.
Yeah, you can leave us a voice. Yeah.
So we can feature you on our podcast. And this concludes today's episode, choosing great colors for your home. Thank you guys for choosing to listen to us. We hope you spent those 21 minutes with us and you enjoyed it.
Exactly.
These were a few tips that we found, and then we really believe that they can make difference if you're going through renovation or whether you are just improving a few bits of your home, because not everyone goes through renovation, right?
And when you do it can be overwhelming. I mean, picking colors is a hard thing. You're going to have that color for a while on the wall. You're not going to want to repaint it. So it's important to listen to things like this so that you know your choice is for your personality. It's going to match your mood. It's not going to make you depressed. It's going to actually benefit you and not have any negative effects.
No negativity allowed here.
So
today we officially, I think, uploaded all 5 episodes, so we're going to be starting to sharing more and more. We created new channels specifically for this podcast, so you can find us easier, and you can subscribe specifically for podcast channel if you're interested. You can listen to us on many different platforms, which are going to be listed down below in this video. But mainly we are on Stitcher, YouTube, and Spotify. You can actually listen on Spotify.
You can listen.
If you have Alexa, then you can tell her, Alexa, start creative lifestyle design, and she's going to tell you. What does she say? What does she say when you ask her something and she doesn't know? She tells you, "I'm sorry, I didn't understand," and then she gets into annoying mode.
Have Alexa, so I have no idea.
No, you should have. You know that they are installing it now into TVs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, amazing!
So the other day when we were buying TV, we were thinking we should buy a normal one, or then actually have Alexa embedded in the TV, so you can talk to TV.
That's a very good idea.
So then, in a few years, you're going to come to the room, and your children are going to be talking to TV.
Yes, so strange technology.
Yes. So that's all from us today. You want to say something else?
No. That's all from us today, and we'll speak to you guys next week, and enjoy the summer.
If you enjoyed
weather.
This episode, one more thing before you click off, if you can leave us some review below that you like this episode or what you like specifically, or leave a comment below the video, we would really, really appreciate it.
Really, really appreciate cool. that, guys. That is all from us today. We look forward to speaking to you guys
next time.
Say, see you later. Adios.